Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, we have first to do the Beis Halevi from the previous sheets. And I thought that it was very, very kedai, very important to do that. And then we will continue with what promises to be a very, very significant shiur. The crux of the shiur, as far as the new sheets are concerned, is to explain that most of the problems that we have, we brought upon ourselves, which is a very wonderful thought. In any case, the Beis Halevi in Yisrael brings the famous pasuk in Tehillim Samaches, which the Gemara uses to describe Moshe Rabbeinu coming up to Shemayim and taking the Torah, as it were, away from the Malachim. Alisa lamorim shavisa shevi, lakachto matonis ba'adam, va'af sarim lishkan ka'alekim. Yesh lahavim hemshech haksuvim ubi'uram. Gam yesh lahavim deshevi umatona hem shnei inyonim nifrodim, uminagdim legamri. Shevi is plunder. Matona is a gift. The difference between Shevi and Matana is minakotze lakotze. Shevi, you take Baal Karcho, and Besina, you take it with the enemy, hating every moment of it, hating you for taking away their jewels and their spoils of war. Besina, umatanu beratzun ba'ava, v'heich oma hakosav she'ilo shneim biyachad. How could it be both Shevi and Matana? Shavisa Shevi, lokachto matonas. Gam yesh lahavin. Amal lakachta matonis. Lefi derech loshin hanog loy shayach loy meshalakach matona. Rakibel, oy nosna loy matona. The matona ikor and nikris al shema noisein. Yan ki boy tolu ikor and nesina. Ubechol mokum de nimsa beposik loshin lakicha hu bemeka hu memkar. In other words, in Mecca hu memkar, where there's a business transaction, the emphasis is on the acquirer, the lekeach, the purchaser, the buyer. In Matana, the emphasis is on the giver, because the what generates the mekach is that the person's interested in buying something enough that he's willing to pay money. So the transaction is what matters, and the person's receiving the transaction is the ikar. So we speak about mekach, lokeach. It doesn't mean he takes, it means he purchases. But he takes for money. So the emphasis is on the receiver, on the receiving end. In Noisein, the emphasis is on the giver, because matana depends on the giver. The matana ikara nikres al shema noisin yan ki boi tolu ikara nesina, because it's given gratis. Ubechol mokum de nimtza beposuk loshen lekicha hu bemekuchu memkar ki de isa bereish kedushin en kicha lebekesef kicha kicha misne efron ki ikar chishisha oi kishe noit loi bekoichai bal kochai kmoi asher lokachti miyaro emoiri becharbi uvekashti. Matana loy nimtza loshen lekicha. So how come it says here lokachta matanis? I'm medesh rabba pashis yisra apostol k'mosha Allah v'zel ishoinam. Shavisa shevi yochum b'pnei sheshova isa not lachinam. Tamud loyma lokachta b'lekicha nitna loy. Yochul yechayev litin domim. Tamud loyma matanis. Harei d'dorash hay lokachta loshen mekachu memkar. So whatever the medesh is trying to say, there is clear from the Medrash that they understood this question that the Beis Halevi asks also. And they learned that, in fact, the reason it says lakacht as opposed to nasata matonas lanu is because the lekicha is essential, even though it's a lashon of mekach u'memkar. Because there's a mekach u'memkar aspect here, even though the Medrash itself says that it's bechinam. So he says, vanira loimar, this is very, very beautiful, besides being profound. It's so beautiful. Vanira, the Omar Khan Sholish Bechino is Shamatsinu Belimur HaTorah. Vehischil b'madrego haktano v'abchusa. Heicha oda maschil ilmot. Veich madgia mi madrego l'madrego helyona. The Masachas Megillah Isa. Lo yogati matzasi al taimin. Yogati v'loy matzasi al taimin. Vahani mi l'lechedudei. Avaluk megirsas yaita d'shmayuhi. So it says there three things. Yogaita v'lo matzasa, or lo yogata matzasa. In other words, there's a negative in one of them, al tamin. Yogaita umatzasa, tamin. If there's yegiya, there has to be metziya, and that you have to believe. So the Gemara says, hani mili l'chadude. That's only as far as sharpening your skills. Avalu ukma girsa, yogaita matzasa is not enough unless the siyata d'shmai. Now we did that last time.
Toli rak bi yegias ha'odam l'chuda.
changed. Kol Mimi Yisrael. Sheyi Yogei Aleida Oysa Yasigena. Vafilu Im Einoi Hagun. Vegam Im Loimit Shaloi Lishma. The Klal Gadol Amru Yogati V'loi Matzasi Altayim. Vim Hoya Nitzrach Litztarif Od Eze Inyan La Yigiyya. Im Kein Heich Amru Altamin. So the Beis Halevi says something really very, very remarkable. He says, Yogaita is a certain midah. There's something called Yogaita, right? What happens if a person does Yigiyya? Is that all that's necessary? Mashma from the Gemara, that's all that's necessary. The actual tircha, the actual thinking heart. But what about other midahs? For example, learning Lishma. L'shem limud ha-Torah, not for ulterior motives. So no. That doesn't seem to be a consideration, because then a person could have a right to say it didn't happen, but it didn't happen because I didn't learn Lishma, even though there was Yigiyah. If Yogaita Matzasa, it means that there is no other consideration. So even if he is not learning Lishma, and even if he himself is not Roy, he's not such a tzaddik, he's not full of Yirah Shamayim, Yogaita is enough. The truth is, if I wanted to be chalik on the Beis Halevi, I might suggest that there's all kinds of levels of yigiyah, and there's all kinds of qualities of yigiyah, and the yigiyah without Yirah Shamayim might not be a yigiyah at all. If I am striving to understand something in the musty tomes of a public library about some ancient religion that I don't believe in at all, it isn't necessarily that I'm not spending the hours and I'm not putting in my efforts. But if I really believe in it, it's a different kind of effort. So Enoch Hanami, Yogaita is the only consideration. But who's to say that Yogaita itself doesn't have the element of Yirah Shamayim built into it to touch up the Yogaita to be a genuine Yogaita? You get my point? The Beis Halevi is learning the Yogaita is kind of like a specific thing, and it doesn't depend on anything else. So even if he's Eino Hagun, he's not worthy, he's not learning Lishma, it's still going to lead to Matzasa. As far as the things that the Gemara mentions, which is, what is the Gemara mentioning? Lichedudei. In other words, to be capable in the derech of learning, in the technique of learning. For that, all you need is Yigiyah. So he writes, "V'im hoya nitzrach litztarif oydei ze'inyan la'yigiyah im kein hechamru al tamen." Elavadai da Torah nitna b'midbar b'makam hefker v'chol mi sheyirtzu litzkos ba yedei yigiyosai yiyeh zoche ba. V'zehu b'bechina shevi. The shevi ikar aschiyo mitzad ha'toifes shenoit la'cheifetz b'koichai u'bal la'cheifetz eino maknaloi. Mekol makam zoche ba. Why is it called Shalol? Because he's taking it by force from the erstwhile enemy. Here, in this case, it's not an enemy, but because he's not necessarily Roi Lakach, how is he Zoicha to the Torah? The Torah says he takes it. How does he take it? With what force? With the force of his Yigiyah. So, Oma the Komi Shalomet Vahaya Yogeya Batoira Hu Batuach Asha Yasig HaShalol. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on that condition, that they should be able to acquire an understanding of it, even though they're not worthy. And that's what he calls a midbar. You come and get it, whoever you are, you know, ask questions. And you don't have to pay for it, so to speak. You just come and take it by force of your yigiyah. Omnam kol zehu rak leida ha-pilpul shel ha-toira ha-nikro sholol. Avo lu'ukma ha-girsa. To be able to remain with the Torah and come to a maskona to know the halacha l'mais al-burya. Sheyiyya yoidea ha-halacha al-burya v'lo tishtakeach mimenu. Tzorich siyata d'shmaya. T'lozet tzorich shiaskimu min ha-shamayim.
Because
He says the second level is a level called Lokachta. Lokachta and Shevi is two separate things. This is Lokachta, a Mecha Chomemka. It's an exchange. What do I offer in exchange? I offer my Yegiya, but this time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to me B'maton. When he gives it to me B'maton, he gives me the exchange for my Yegiya, that is the component that's added here, because Yegiya itself produces Chidudei. So what more is there besides Chidudei? So he says to come to the Maskona Halacha L'maisa, and to be able to reach the level of Asuke Shmaitz Aliba de Hilchasa, and to have a klarkeit in the whole of your learning, and that you should remember that klarkeit. Milonu Godol Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm talking about Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zechon Levoch L'chaylam Abba, had that kind of incredible klarkeit. L'chidudei, he was a genius. And he had every pilpul and every svara. All of Brisk is in the Dibros Moshe. You just have to find it because it's so vast and so long. Everybody is talking about how long it is. He doesn't waste words. He just says a lot. And he goes through every possible alternative and every bitchivka till he finally comes to the Maskana. But when he comes to the Maskana, the sugya by him is in his pocket with such a clarity, it's mind-boggling. And he retained that clarity for who knows how long. Somebody told me from the Agra de Pirka that he was learning a sugya that day. And he came over at the Chasana, he met Reb Moshe, and he asked Reb Moshe a question. And Reb Moshe says to him, listen, before you have a question, let's see if you learned the sugya. Let's first learn the sugya. And this is something that he was obviously not learning at the moment, except in the sense that maybe he was learning Kol HaTorah Kula all the time. But it was not a sugya that he was immersed in, giving shir about. And he started peeling away Baal Peh, the sugya, with the Rishonim, and then said, no, do you still have a question? This kind of clarity requires, says the Beis Halevi, the additional components of, because Yegiya effort alone is not going to do it. You need the Yira Shamayim, you need the Lishma, you need the Midas Tovus. Of course, Reb Moshe, Zechon Livracha, he had these in Mida Gedusha, a Mida Gedoyla Miyoid. So he was Zeicha to that incredible Kayach of containing it and bracketing it and putting it together in such an unbelievable way that he had it forever like that. It's Pile Ployim, the Kayaches that a person needs for that kind of retention. It's not a retention of words, it's a retention of a clarity, of a conclusion, of an analysis, of the clarity, the analysis, and the conclusion. This comes only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you in a Mekach or Memkah relationship. Then he says there's a third Madrega. V'yesh b'chino shlishis v'acha shekvar higia l'limud l'shma. After he's already come to that level, Amru b'maseches avos, he means in the sixth perek, which is really the Braisa from Maseches Kala Rabasi, but he calls it Maseches Avos, because in the Siddurim, it's the sixth perek of Pirkei Avos. The Achak Chnasek Mayin HaMizgaber U'Megalin Loi Rozei Torah. What is it? That he gets things even without Yegiya. Because it could be that Yegiya cannot lead to those things because they're so esoteric. They're so removed from our comprehension. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Mamish as a gift. That's the highest level. After that complete immersion of Torah Lishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to go one step further for you. And that's what he calls the Madrega HaShlishis. Acha Shekvar Higia Lilmai Torah Lishma Megalin Loi Razei Torah Megalin Loi Soidois Gam Masha Loi Omal Ba. The Leida Soides HaTaira Lo Shayach. This is the Beis HaLevi talking. Lo Shayach Sheyia Adam Omel HaSigam In other words, in things that are rational, that are here on this earth. He's talking about Kachim and Taurus also. But Said is not rational in that way. And the only way that you could comprehend any of this is simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you b'matana. Yegiya here does not work. It's an amazing idea. U'bechina zu, this third bechina, is hamatana ba'alma. B'zehu sh'omar ha'kosuf, ki b'toyres Hashem cheftso, u'b'soroso yege yoma v'loyla, the Torah Hashem nikra hapnimius, the sarosoi hu hanigla la'adam. Very interesting pshat. You know what the Gemara says. Before you learn, it's Torah Hashem. After you learn, it becomes Torosoi, Torah dilehu. That's why a rab shemachla kvoidoi is kvoidoi machl. Here the Beis Halevi is using the same words with a different connotation. He says, what is called Torosoi? The Torah that I am able to achieve, to develop, to analyze on my own. What is Torah Hashem? The Torah that only the Ribbono Shel Olam is able to give me. It remains Torah Hashem. So the Torah Hashem is the Pnimius HaTorah, and Torah Soi is the Nigla La'odom. For Omar Dim Chepsei B'Torah Hashem V'hu Lahasig HaSoidos V'Pnimius Azayu V'Soirosoi Yege Yomim V'Loila. It's so beautiful. He says, if B'Soiros Hashem is Chepsei. Chepsei means your desire. You know, we can desire things that we can't acquire. You pass by a store and you see a very fancy suit, and it's, it would be nice to have a suit like that. And then you see the price tag is $2,000. You say, forget it. I can't afford something like that. But it wouldn't be bad to have it if I could afford it. I'm not talking about B'nai Torah. I'm talking about a concept. So you can desire something even though you can't acquire it. But Torah Hashem, if it's the esoteric, if it's the Kabbalah, if it's the mysticism, if it's the inyanim that are beyond our reach and beyond our capacity and our understanding, as he says, Ein lanu mavei v'haskola lazeh, then it's chafzai. I want it, but I can't have it. But Torah, that which I can make mine, it can become Torah. Then Yega Yoma Valoila, there I put in all the effort, day and night. So says the Pasuk, that the Torah Hashem Chavtsai will be mine if the Torah Yega Yoma Valoila. If I put in the Yegiya on the Madrega of Torah Lishma, and everything becomes clear to me in Torah Hanigla, even though I cannot strive to achieve Torah Hanista, but Hashem will give it to me, Matana. That's what he says. V'zehu b'chinas matonais if b'teirasa yegeyom v'loyla sh'yilmoy tomid ha'niglois v'yegalu lo gamis ha'soidus. V'zehu b'chinas matonat di'ikore toli rak b'noisein v'hamakna l'chuda v'zehu sh'sida kan ha'posuk hei choylech odom b'teirah mimadrego l'madrego de betchila tzarich adam lasik bagam shaloi lishma. Remember Chazal say, la oilam yasik adam betorah shaloi lishma, shemita shaloi lishma bo lishma. V'chakach yizke oid, yis'ale v'yizke lasik bo lishma, v'yizke gam luk megirsa shaloi tishtakeach mimenu. V'chakach yizke oid l'chol amayla shemonu chachom b'loim dim lishma, v'nasik mayinam izgaber, etc. V'zehu sh'oma ha'kosuv, olisa l'amorim l'kabal ha'toyrah, he took spoils. That's by dint of his own effort without the haskama of the nosein. Where there's a haskama of the nosein, and that's for the chelik that you need siyata d'shmaya, but you do the main work. Where you don't do the work because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you as a gift. Etc., etc. And then he brings a very nice piece from the Yerushalmi. Haluchos arkon shisha tfachim, shnei tfachim biyada shel Moshe. This is so beautiful, it really is. It's just like, you know, this is pure drush, classic drush. But you see, if you just have this shtickle, these four lines of drush, no, it's very pretty. But when you have the background of his whole analysis, it becomes magnificent. B'zeh yesh l'farish heitev divrei Yerushalmi in Tainus Perek Dalet. Haluchos arkon shisha tvachim. There were six tvachim. Shnei tvachim b'yodah shel Moshe. Shnei tvachim b'yodah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'tvachayim revach b'emtza. So it's now obvious what he's going to say. There are two tvachim that Moshe has in his hands exclusively. That's the first madrega where through your yagiyah you break through and you conquer the chedudei part of the Torah. Then there are the opposites and two tvachim, that's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all that esoteric Torah that you can't begin to acquire on your own. And finally, there is the middle. That's the lu'uk megirsa siyata d'shmaya. You need the yagiyah, but you also need the siyata d'shmaya. That's why it's sort of, so to speak, in the hands of both Moshe and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, is that not magnificent? All right, so that's the Beis Halevi, and that's the Beis Halevi's shot. Dovetails in one nekuda with what we learned from the Gra, namely, that Nasa K'mayin HaMizgaber, there comes a point where Torah can be acquired almost without any tircha. There's something that becomes so part of you and so natural to you that you become a creator of Torah. That's a Mayan HaMizgaber V'Nor She'en HaKaisik. Fine. But these are the two psukim that we are up to, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalid of the 10th Perek. These are the two psukim. Kishoik l'ksil asois zima v'chochma l'ish tevuna m'goyras rosho hi tevoyenu v'tavas tzadikim yitain. I cannot say that these are easy psukim to interpret naturally. In other words, a person sees the pasuk, Kischoik l'ksil asayzima v'chochma l'ish tvuna. What's v'chochma l'ish tvuna? So the simplest interpretation is that a ksil does not have any qualms or compunctions to do something really not nice. On the contrary, he finds, by the way, this is what is one of the biggest nisyonos of our door. I'll be very frank with you. I once passed by, I'm not going to say where and what, because it's not appropriate, but I once passed by a lounge situation, and I saw El Chayid. I'm talking about people with yarmulkes, women with shekels, and they're watching a show on television. And I ask, you know, what is this? I didn't ask them. I asked a stranger, a guy, what is this? He says, oh, that's one of these soap opera programs during the day. As I said, what's it about? I was curious. Was guckt man da? So he says, well, this guy just had an affair with somebody else's wife. And it's very interesting. Very interesting. So I went over to this person with a yarmulke and I say, I don't understand. Are you sitting here to suffer? You're going to have a heart attack? You're going to have an anxiety attack? He says, what are you talking about? I say, you are witnessing a maisa of znus and eishes ish, and you're looking for trouble. You're looking to have a fit, to have an anxiety attack. Anxiety attack? This is entertainment. I say to him, how could it be entertainment? It's talking about znus, nivupesh, ish, kol davar asa. He says, what are you talking about? This isn't real. It's not Jews. It's them, it's the world, and it's not even real. It's just fun. So I say, it's fun? Somebody's taking away somebody else's wife? That's fun? He says, what planet are you from? At whereupon I thought that probably signals the end of our conversation. I think that it was an appropriate thing to stop right there. Well, I don't know if I was ahead, but I didn't want to, I don't want to make the thing to be totally amazed. It's already, it wasn't, but it should be a super amazed. That's the point. There's a certain sense of dulling the sensitivities to such an extent that which is anathema to us. Now, you'll ask the same person in real life. Chayim Yankel Rachmana Litzlon Fadrej Prince Akop Anashis Ish, and they ran off to Acapulco. What do you say about that? Shreklach Shebeshreklach. Oy vey. Kischoik Liksil Asay Zima. that Shreklach is not really Shreklach. Because if he really felt Shreklach, he couldn't watch it on the program also. He can't. Not for entertainment. If you're telling me it's a historical Meisach, they said this is what happened and it's terrible, fine. It's not fine, but I mean, I understand where you're coming from. But that this should be your entertainment? What are you enjoying? How he chapped her? How she became vulnerable? It's revealing the weakness of people? What is this exactly that you're enjoying? The ksil is one step beyond. The ksil is a person who is lasaizima himself. He doesn't think it's anything but a big joke. You go and you have a good time. You go and you have a little bit of relaxation. It's a famous maisa. This maisa is from Rebel Yelapian Dachzachmil. Or whatever. One of the mashgichim, the mashgichim, the yeshiva in Chevron, I'm not sure. And it was from one of the mashgichim. One of the mashgichim, the yeshivas. So the Talmidim went to hear a famous speaker. A great speaker. The speaker was an apikiris, and what he said was not appropriate. So he caught them, and he asks them, "My high, how could you do such a thing?" So they say, "Rebbe, you think we're interested in the content? We know that he's treif posel, but the way he says it is so beautiful." So he says, "Come, I'm going to show you something." He takes a sefer, and he's about to throw it into the fire. I said, "Rebbe, what are you doing?" He says, "Oh, but the fire is going to be so beautiful." This is kischoik l'ksil asayzima. There's no hergish that the thing is so rotten and so horrible and so against the Ribbono Shel Olam. How could you possibly have any positive hanah from it? But the teretz is, first it becomes like a schoik, and then the asayzima is nothing. V'chochma l'ish tvuna. For a person who has an ish tfuna, he looks at chokhmah, and everybody else says, "Oh, it's so hard, it's so complicated." Some people, chas v'shalom, say it's so boring. It's not, you know, something that I want to do if I have a brera. All right, it's a mitzvah. I'm a chuyev to learn. I'm a chuyev to know. But it's so shver, and I'd rather be outside the chveis enjoying myself, lounging and relaxing. Chokhmah for an ish tfuna is an entertainment. It's an excitement. It's a fun. It's a schoik. It doesn't mean his attitude towards it is a schoik, but that's lulei soyroscha sha'ashuay ozavadati b'yonyi. It's a sha'ashua. It's a plaything. It's a delight. That's the chokhmah yishuvah. That's a poshup shat. How does the Gra learn? Bir ha'gra kischoik l'ksil asay zima the chokhmah. Begoymer, kloymer, k'moy haschoik ba pisoim ala adam b'li hazmana. I know that, I don't know why it is, but dafka by Birkas Hamazon, every once in a while somebody around the table starts laughing uncontrollably. And everybody's looking around, what's the siba? What made the person suddenly laugh? There are times that when a person is nervous, they start to laugh uncontrollably. Peledik k'koyach, laughing. I have a feeling that that was what was the underlying issue b'nogeya Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't say that Rabbi Akiva was smiling. It says metzachik, he was laughing. The opposite of boicha is not smiling, it's laughing. So he's not just not crying. He's laughing means that he suddenly saw something that he can't control himself. It makes him laugh. Laughter comes from seeing something that's unexpected. So kischoik l'ksil asay zima v'chachma v'goyme kloymer k'moy haschoik b'pisoy maladam. It's something that's spontaneous. B'li hazmana, without inviting it. She'en odam mazm mesatzm l'schoik. You don't prepare yourself. You don't anticipate schoik. Every joke, if you heard it already, taik shenisht. Anybody that laughs a joke a second time, sishin mesan handelsot mensch. But the first time you hear it, it's such a gishmakizach, it's so funny. Because it's unexpected. You don't expect that maskana. So that's why the pie in the face of the waiter, in spite of the fact that it's a terrible thing, that a person should live. Aber kann sich nicht einhalten. Because it's such a weird thing. It's unexpected. So that's why everybody yells Mazel Tov when the waiter drops the whole tray. Because this chayk comes from a moment when you don't know what to do. You think all these people are Rishayim that yell out Mazel Tov. Avada, they shouldn't say Mazel Tov. Avada, they should jump and pat him on the back and say, it could happen to anybody and it's not your fault. It's slippery, it was too heavy, this, that. And then let me help you clean up. Das chayot, midas ha-toiva, this meruba. You can do a lot of good things. But why do people live who are good people? What's their problem? The Torah says they don't know what to do. They get all jittery and nervous. They're upset with themselves that they had to witness this person's shame. And ironically, however it is in our nature, the reaction to that is to laugh. So that's why people scream Mazel Tov. You break a cup, you scream Mazel Tov. So you say Mazel Tov. You're not saying Mazel Tov. You're saying, I really don't know what to do with myself. I really wish I wasn't here, and I really wish I didn't see this happen, because it's such a bazillion to the waiter. And if I would be in that matzav, I would bury my head in shame. So that's why you laugh? That's like the gra. She'ein odem masmis atzmo l'schoik ela shebalo odem pisaim she'ein yochol lamud al atzmoim l'schoik. He can't control himself. He says, that's the pshat of this pasuk. It's such an astonishing pshat. Just like schoik is spontaneous and uncontrollable and you cannot help yourself, zima for the ksil is something that comes so naturally that he cannot even bother with it. He can't ask questions, why am I doing this? There's nothing to hold him back. Kena zima bala ksil asis pisaim. Then he says, "K'moy kena chachma liyishtvuna." In this respect, it's similar to what we said, that by yishtvuna chachma is the same. Gam king ba pisaim eiz a pirush ay ezut var chachma. An yishtvuna gets a gift of inspiration that out of the blue he has a stroke of genius. He's inspired suddenly with an idea. And you know, many times a person just, a thought comes into his head, a good Torah thought, a good machshava. That's what he says. An ish tvuna has moments of spontaneous inspiration which he didn't anticipate or expect, he didn't plan for, he didn't prepare for. Next pasuk, Megoyras Rosha hi tivoenu, v'tavas tzadikim yitein. What does Megora mean? Ki yogurti mipneyo afa hachema. Megoira means fear, panic. Megoiras Rasha, the panic of the Rasha, hi tivoenu, is going to eventually come to him. That which he fears will come home to roost. The tavas tzadikim, and the desire of the tzadikim, will be granted to them. Yitein, Hashem will give them. What does the Goyin say? Megoiras Rasha, hi tivoenu, ki ha Rasha misyorei min ha'averu shebiyodo. And the Aveira is Mishalem Eslo. The Aveira pays him back. In other words, well, we'll soon see. The Taivas Tzadikim Yitein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitein refers to Hashem, Kloimar Shim Hoya HaMitzvah Mishalem Eslo HaSchar, Hoya HaSchar B'Tachlis Gvul, my mitzvah. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzma yitin lo ischar. The schar comes not from the mitzvah, but from Hashem. Ukmo shehi hu b'li tachlis, just like Hashem does not have a sof, he has no kates, no gvul, kein haschar hu b'li tachlis. The reward that comes from Hashem is infinite. For aveira is hu b'tachlis u'gvul, ki ha aveira atzma mashalem es lo yagmul, for aveira hi b'tachlis. So he says a very, very remarkable thing which mitigates the depth of punishment for an Aveira. He says, Schar comes from Hashem. Punishment does not come from Hashem. It comes from the Aveira itself. And since the Aveira has a Gvul, so the Aveira is Mishalem Esloi HaGvul. So we don't understand what he wants. Why? Because L'cha'ira, the whole notion of Gvul and Tachlis is legabi the mitzvah, but the schar and einish comes from Hashem equally. In other words, he's saying here a remarkable thing, that when we deal with einish and the understanding of einish, the notion of einish and HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out einish is very different than the notion of schar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu meeting out the schar. There's something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing the person that's derived and limited by the Aveira itself. Very intriguing idea. So I wanted to focus on less esoteric and more nigla understanding based on the Chafetz Chaim that we have in the Shmiras Haloshin right here. But first, let's finish the last two lines of the Gra. V'amar etzel ha'averis tevoyenu ve'etzel ha'mitzvahs yitain kishchar ha'mitzvahs ula'achas ma'anom ha'yitain avol k'mul ha'averus darko shal ha'klipa lirdoif tekef etodir l'chein omar tevoyenu. The last line reveals what the Goyin had in mind. The Goyin is learning that the punishment of the Aveira is an Aveira. The Aveira, not that it leads to another Aveira, the punishment of the Aveira is the Aveira itself. What does that mean? The Aveira produces klipos, and the klipos are the punishment. Let me be masbir a little bit, based before we read the Shmiras Haloshin inside. The Rambam says that when a person is a Baal Aveira, the essential relationship that a person has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is broken in many places to such an extent that even his tefillos are not accepted, agam that they're genuine, and the mitzvahs are torn to shreds before they arrive to provide for him his char. Esmoil hoya meshukotz metuav. He's disgusting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds him like a nevela, a srucha. I don't want to be near you. I don't want to have anything to do with you, chas v'shalom. When he does tshuva, the exact opposite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires his mitzvahs. He's yearning for his tefillos. And he calls him ahuv v'chaviv karav yedid. A person does an aveira. The aveira destroys him because it contaminates him. It pulverizes his neshama. He becomes a sheketz, an achbar, instead of an adam. And he doesn't need any other punishment. The aveira is the punishment. And that's what the Goyin had in mind, according to the Chafetz Chaim. Efshel lefarish od ha-posuk v'hegdem yitur ha-loshon shel tevas ata, shehi l'chayra miyuteres. By the way, the pasuk that he's talking about is L'cha Hashem chesed ki atot shalem ish le'ish k'maaseyu. You have chesed because you pay to the person according to his deserts. What does he mean, atot shalem? Of course, it's talking about Hashem, so why is it atot? Al pima shekosef hagro b'mishle al pasuk meguras rosha hitvoenu utavas sadikim yitain. Listen to these words, because the Chafetz Chaim had this kayach of taking complicated ideas and spelling it out so clearly for every person to understand. So the Chafetz Chaim is masbir that grow a little bit more, but the nekuda that they are emphasizing is that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mishalim Schar L'Tzadikim. What I wanted to emphasize is the compensation to the Rasha that comes from the Aveira itself. So we start with the Rashi in Parshas Noach. We're speaking about Migdal Bavel. Vayofetz Hashem Osam Misham Ba'olam Hazeh, says Rashi. Masha Amru Pen Nofutz Niskayim Aleihem. Hu Sha'am Ashloim. I don't know if you remember this pasuk in Mishle, but you are all who learn Chumash with Rashi at one time in your lives, at least, have come across this pasuk. Believe it or not, because that's what Rashi quotes. Husha Mashlaimai Meguras Rasha Hi Tavoenu. What does that mean? That which the Rasha feared, anticipated, is actually going to happen to him. Now, how does Rashi learn here based on the Medrash Tatchuma that you have in the footnote number one? Masha Amru Pen Nafutz. In other words, Vayofetz Hashem Osam Yisham is not a punishment. That's, I think, what Rashi's saying. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them that they don't have Olam Haba. Dor HaFloga. But Vayofetz Hashem Osam Yisham, they had intentions, and their intentions were thwarted. Niskayim Aleihem, the fear of Pen Nafutz. This is a remarkable thing. They spent all of their energies trying to prevent that Pen Nafutz. And that is precisely what happened. That is mamish precisely what happened. In Mishlei Perek Chof Alef, I want to read to you Malbim. But the Malbim is not on our Pasuk. The Malbim is on a Pasuk much later in Mishlei Perek Chof Alef, Pasuk Zayin. Shod Rishoyim Yegoreim Ki Me'anu Lasos Mishpat. Shod is robbery, thievery. The Sod of the Rishoyim is Yigoreim, will again make them afraid. So he says, Ki Me'anu, because they refuse to do justice. Shod Rishoyim Yigoreim Kvar Omar Meguras Rosha Hi Tavoenu Shor Rosha Mefachid Tomid Be'er Po Ki Ashod V'Hashever Shemuchan Alovo Aleihem Hu Yafchid Osam Shelibam Menabe Lohem Ha'osid Lovo Aleihem Al Shemeanu Lasis Mishpat Rakshoid Varetzach. V'yesh Lefare Shemusav L'mashakosav Shepoil Oitzvois B'loshe Sheker Hevel Nidov Mevakshe Moves Shal Yedei Kein Yigorem Ashod V'yikosh Lubo V'yesh Lefare Shod Me'inyan Shodeid. So whatever Shod means, Mashem Shodedim Al Yedei Kach Mispachadim. It's very interesting. If you learn the pasuk that way, I had a very interesting perception here. Megoyras Rasha, according to this, means that the Aveira creates a certain anticipated panic that sooner or later the jig is up and they will get punished. And Memela. And it does, it comes to them, exactly as Rashi says, Vayofetz Hashem Oysam. But the fear of Pen Nafutz is because they know they're not Beseder. That's what the pshat is. It isn't that there's a social instinct to be together and everything was totally with the idea that we have to be together, we have to be as one, and there's something really positive about this. The being as one was to make trouble. And the understanding is that Mistama, that's not what Hashem wants from us. So the desire to build the Migdal Bavel was out of a fear, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually makes happen. But the fear, according to the Malbim, if he would teach the Rashi, I think, would be not a natural fear, not a social fear, but a fear because they realize that this is against the Ratzon HaBayrei. So if that's the case, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, are they not steerous to one another? Kischoik L'Ksil, Megayras Rasha. The Aveira, according to the first Pasuk, is a Litzanus, and according to the second Pasuk, it's a fear. So the Teretz says, I don't believe it's a stira at all. The Pshat is as follows. When he tries to go ahead and do that particular Aveira, when he goes to try to do that Aveira, his mindset and his orientation has completely obliterated at that moment any concern for his neshama and any doubt or anxiety that would come that this isn't what he's supposed to do. But what happens is that the neshama fights back la'acha ha'maisa, and the rest of the time there's a nagging thing in the back of his mind. And believe it or not, I think that sometimes is goyrem to do more and more of the Aveira. Like a person in a panic repeats the thing that makes him have the panic to begin with. There's like a repetition compulsion, because that's the only way he can cope with the ghost of the Aveira that he did before. And this is mamish meisim b'chol yoyim. many of the people that mock and scoff at Talmidei Chachamim, and the good people and the tzaddikim, and they laugh at them, that they're a bunch of nerds, that they're a bunch of useless, helpless people that are never going to mount of anything, ne'er-do-wells that are not going to enjoy the good life. But deep down, they have this havana and this hasaga, and it always pulls at them. But instead of doing tshuva, they always go in the opposite direction. More taiva, more averis. They entrench themselves in that which gives them comfort because they're not comfortable. This is a very deep and profound yesod in averis and mitzvahs. And mitzvahs are the exact opposite. Mitzvahs make the neshama sing. And a person can become addicted to mitzvahs, that he has this incredible, elated feeling that this is exactly what Hashem wanted me to do. You know, I always say in the Pshat, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah, where he says it's better to give matonis le'avyonim, because that is what Hashem wants. She'ein l'cha simcha g'dolah mefa'ara, elu l'sameach lev aniyim. And it quotes the pasuk that Hashem is misameach lev aniyim. And I ask the question, why is their simcha my biggest simcha? My biggest simcha is my simcha. But I also enjoy that they should have simcha. How does he know that that's the biggest simcha? So the answer is, simcha depends on how much you are doing to Hashem. That's simcha. Anything else is not simcha. And the neshama expects and demands nothing less. When the neshama sees that the person is frivolous, that he's happy in the superficial, nonsensical way, the neshama is bitzar. And no matter who that person is, there's an echo of the neshama's tzar in his essence, in his nature, in his personality. It comes home to roost. So that megoras rosha yitavoenu, the anxiety that he feels as a result is a constant, because the avera produces that anxiety, because deep down, instinctively, he's disconnecting himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's not doima l'shechina, that has to bring to it atzvus and a sense of anxiety. And that's the way the Malbim is masbir this pasuk. We have in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh a similar idea on a very difficult pasuk in Chumash. Difficult, I mean, it's fraught with issues to explain Pashat, the Pashat Pshat of the words. Shichais lo in Pashas Hazinu. In the Shiras Hazinu towards the beginning, Shichais lo, lo, banov, lo, banov, lo, kama, Shichais lo, lo, banov, muma. There's so many different ways of interpreting. Pirush. Zokta orachayim, kishemashchisim darkom gormim ro la'atzmam. Uma ro gormim, lo bonov. Listen to his pshat. What is the ro that a person who does averus and destroys the true path that he's supposed to go on? What is the ro that he's gormim la'atzmam? The disconnect from Hashem. That's what he says. Shichais lo. Lo banav. That's the hashchasa. The hashchasa is that they're no longer b'nei keil chai. And he quotes the Gemara Baba Basa Daf Yud, Kishi Yisrael Hoch M'dako Shal Mokom Nikroim Bonim. You know the famous dialogue between Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that we give money to the aniyim to be zeichet through that to Olam Haba. And Turnus Rufus says, what are you talking about? Hashem wants the aniyim to be poor and you're messing up his plan. You're making them rich. So Hashem is going to be upset with you. And he said, Mashallah ma'adavah daim, a person has an eved. And the king felt that the eved wronged him in some way. King has an eved, he felt the king wronged him in some way. And the king banishes the eved and commands, let no one help him. Let no one give him food, let no one give him drink. Don't take care of him. Let him suffer. And someone had rachmanis on the eved, and he went ahead and he took care of him. And mitigated the suffering. And violated the rutzen of the king, wouldn't the king be upset with him? So Rabbi Akiva says, your marshal is not the appropriate marshal because we are not avodim, we are bonim. If the king had a son, a prince, and for some reason he sent the prince away and made the same announcement, nobody should take care of him, but somebody went and took care of him, the king would be happy in the end because this is flesh and blood. Bonim atem l'shem l'kechem, Saturnus Rufus was nonplussed. He doesn't care about Rabbi Akiva's mashal, and he's not afraid of Rabbi Akiva. He says, wait a minute. I have a mashal. You have a mashal. You are called Banim, but you're also called Avadim. Pasuk says, Avadayim. Tunis Rufus brings the Pasuk. So let's think about when they're called Avonim and when they're called Banim. When are they Avonim? Bisman she'einam oisim mitzayin shal makam, they're called Avonim. Bisman she'oisim mitzayin shal makam, they're called Banim. So who's right, me or you? We are talking about today. Rome has destroyed you, has conquered you. You are poor, you are desperate, you are miserable. Churban Beis HaMikdash. You're going to tell me that this is a time of banim, of oisim mitzayin shal makam? This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats oisim mitzayin shal makam banim? For sure now is a time called avod. So I'm right. The Aruch Chaim takes this chazal and he says that when they're oisim mitzayin shal makam, they're called banim. So what happens if shiches? Then loy banav. They're not banim anymore. They're just avodim. Nikroim avodim. Who amrai shiches loy? They will no longer be called the sons of Hashem. For Imroi Mumam, but Shiches Loi, Loi Bonav. So what's Mumam? The Fee Sheyesh Mokam Loi Masaif Saif Yagia Adover Laav Mum Habonim Chas Vishalom. Laza Ama Mumam Pirish Hamum Mehem Ba Loi Meyavinu. Ki Hu Boras Adam Yasha. So the Aruch Chaim adds something also very profound. He says, maybe we will excuse ourselves by suggesting that we are who we are because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us that way. So he cannot be completely free of the guilt of our sinning, of our travesties, of our abandoning him, because he made us that way. He gave us a Yetzer Hara. He provided us with the weapons with which we committed suicide. So just like you put in front of a child poison and the child drinks the poison, the person is guilty. Okay? But let's say the person not such a child and he has a shekel, but the poison is exciting and interesting. If he wouldn't have put the poison there, he wouldn't have taken it. So not only is the person who drank the poison guilty, but some of the guilt has to be shared by the person who put the poison in front of him. That's the whole idea of Lifnei Ivel Asitei Mitzvah. That you allow a person to make, that the Aveira should be easier. So isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu also responsible? He says, no, Mumam. It's not from Hashem. It's their Mum. L'zeh Omah Mumam Pirush HaMum Mehem Bo Lo Me'ovinu Ki Hu Boras Adam Yashar. K'maimer HaNovi Kerem Hoya. This is a famous Kerem that's mentioned in Yishayo Perikei Vayezkeyu Vayisakleyu Vayitayu Sarek Vayikav L'Asais HaNovim. And of course, he doesn't produce anovim. For Amroi Mumam Pirush Hamum Mehem Bo, how do you expect to have anovim from Sirek? You'll never have anovim. So don't complain to the Baal HaKerem. You didn't plant the right plants. For Amroi Mumam Pirush Hamum Mehem Bo, or Pirush Mum Al Derech Amram, Ein Adam Over Averim Kenichnas Abaruch Shtus, Shuruach Ra, Vehitikari Mum beside Amroi Mum Ra. And of course, I have something about that also. What is the definition of Mum Ra in the Arve Nachal? He speaks about Mum and he points out that Mum has three letters. And each one of those letters, the inside and the outside is exactly the same. In other words, you can read it to the right, to the left, to the left, to the right. And you can take each letter and the letter itself reads in both directions. Mem is Mem Mem. Vav is Vav Vav. And Mem is Mem Mem. So like Samach. Samach is three letters. Samach, Mem, and Chav. Three separate letters. But here, it's the same letter. So he says, Ki Milu HaMem Hu Mem Acheres. V'chein Milu HaVav. It's footnote number two. In the Arvei Nachal of Rav David Shlom Eibshitz. The Levushei Srod. So he wrote many Svarim and Drush. And this is one of them. The Arvei Nachal, very choshev, Sefer of Drush. And he writes that Pnimius and Chitzainius, V'hoyus ois al eze nivra, Asher bomum shenishtanem ebriyoso, Kigam bepnimiusam magia pkamze atzmoy, Me'acha shetzirfa chitzaini humum, V'chein milua hu gamke, Dova ze ba'atzmoy. So he says, that's what it says, kol mumra. Of course, there it's talking about mumim in the guf of the carbon. Here we're talking about mumra in the neshama. In other words, where the pnimius and the chitzonius are also pogum. The rest of it, this piece, it's very easy to look through and to understand. Nor HaMeir was a magid. He was a Talmud of the Mizritcha Magid, and he was himself a great magid, a great darshan. And Reb Zeivol from Yisrael Tamir. And he was very concerned about people who would come to darshan, and they would darshan to an audience that was not worthy of the drasha, misconstrued the drasha, and used it for their purposes, misunderstood it. And he was darshan because he wanted to show off. So he goes into a whole arichas dvarim of chacham mizaru b'divreichem, basically. And he has an entire exposition of how to talk to talmidim, how to give shiurim, how to teach drush, how to give over drush to balabatim, how to say a drasha. And he says that the best darshan is a person who knows so well how to say something that it's each target audience in the olam, going from the biggest talmid chachamim to the simplest people, gets what they need from the drasha without getting anything else and misconstruing it. He says there's so many people today that come with peklach kabbalah and mysticism, all kinds of esoteric things. And he says that they just want to show off what they know, but the people are so not shaykh to that parsha, but they absorb it and they say it over and they don't know what they're talking about, and it only goyim a churban on this earth. So he has this whole approach to what can and cannot be taught, and this is this shtickle which I gave to you here. And you will see the reason why I mention it in this particular context of these two psukim as you look through it. I just wanted to finish with two more things at the end, the Vavei HaAmudim, and it turns out that it's a Sma, and the Vavei HaAmudim quotes the Sma. Because what comes out here is a very interesting halacha l'maisa. Yadua Masha Amru, this is Yadua Masha Amru Beperigela Metsias, Amas Nisan Avedosa, Vavedas Oviv, Avedosa Kademas, Masik Bigamara, Menani Mili, Omar Abihuda Marav, Omar Kro, Efes Kiloye Bucha Evyon, Shalacha Kademas Lishal Kolodom, Void Masik Sham, Omar Abihuda Marav, Kolamakain Baats Maikach, Soifoi Boli Dekach. See, I got this idea from the notion that, and in fact, this pasuk is quoted by the Sma, Mamish, Meguras Rosha, that it comes back to haunt you. The Aveira brings to you the anxiety of the Aveira, right to your doorstep. And here, he's not talking exactly about that, but he says that somebody who makes too many cheshbonos about how to deal with his money ends up having to make cheshbonos because he doesn't have enough. What we call dikduke anius. Dikduke, dikduk, what does dikduk mean? Super careful. Medaktik, kechut hasaira. Why is he medaktik so much? Because he has to count every penny. Why is he counting every penny? Because he doesn't have them. Dikduke anius. So he says, epes kilo yebucha evyoin. So shalcha kaidemis lishar kol odam. Vod masik shom v'arm abiyuda marav kolam akayim ba'atz meikach soif boli dekach. So what's the pshat? Pirish Rashi lo yir b'cha evyoin v'hi zoher min ha'anius kolam akayim ba'atz meikach afal bish lo hitul alav ha'kosuv v'kom akum yesh lo adam lichnois lifnim mishuras hadin v'loi l'dakdek sh'li koidem im loi behefsed meichiyach v'medakdek tomid Pyrek may all of all gmilus chasodim mutzdoka, the sof she yitzdorech labrius. He says that there's a very, very fine line between being over generous, being excessively about tzedaka, and being careful about your money, Because being careful about your money, says, Abavasimit Chesed, doesn't the word Chesed mean exaggeration? So the answer is yeah. So when you give the dollar, you don't ask for the 75 cents change all the time, because you don't have to start making cheshbonis that there's going to be four aniyim coming afterwards. If you look into the person's eyes and you see that the dollar is nowhere near enough, but that I'll give that person a chizuk with that dollar. What's going to be with the next ones? So I'll give each one a dollar. So a person again makes a cheshbon. So if I give each person a dollar throughout the day, it's $10 a day, times 300, you know, for the year, excluding Chveis Shabbos, it's 300 for the year. So I can't afford that. So I'm going to give my quarter. That's a very nice cheshbon. There's nothing wrong with that cheshbon. Person gives meiser, he gives it stuff. Person is perpetually making cheshbonis to be mitzamsim his chesed. You know what happens? He snuffs the candle of chesed out. Chesed, by definition, means you can't be possessed, you can't be totally preoccupied with cheshbonis. Because cheshbon and chesed is a tarta de sasri. They are opposites. Chesed says, I'm overwhelmed with my desire to help you. I'm overwhelmed with your plight. I fear for you. I'm concerned about you. And fear and concern do not have mathematical limits. You can't make cheshbonis. So on the other hand, you can't just give away everything. Hamavazbez al yavazbez yoyse mechaymesh. Somebody would ask me, by the way, Mavazbez yavaz yoyse mechaymesh, what happened to my sir? Right? So some say it says aser to aser, one meiser and another meiser. So you're really supposed to give a chaymish. And that's why I'm a vazib, al yavaz was yosim a chaymish. But I think the way we're learning now, it's very straightforward. You're supposed to give meiser. But you daren't say, I made my calculation. That's why I'm giving this and this and this and this. There has to be a padding. How much padding? How much are you willing to go above that line? The answer is 10% more. Chaymish. So I'm a vazbez, al yavazbez, yosim chaymish. After that, the midas ha-chesed could be misconstrued. So this is what he quotes from the Rabbi Yeshua, Moreno Harav, Reb Falk, Kayin Tzedek, Kosam Bisma, Dalzeh Nema, Meguras Rosh, Hitavoenu, Kahai, Shepoirek, Mimenu, Oil Mitzvah, He says, if a person worries that doing a mitzvah is going to cost him too much money, and because of that he doesn't do that particular mitzvah, I don't think he's talking about somebody who doesn't do a mitzvah that he's mechuyev to do, but just, it's too expensive, it's not for me, let somebody else do it, then sooner or later he's going to come to the hefset of that money that he was trying to save. See, what is the pashup shot of the expression dikduke anius? That somebody who's poor has to constantly make cheshbonis, he has no choice. Another person walks into a store, how much is that dress? No, they don't even ask. I want that dress. Pack it up for me, here's my credit card. Then you find out in the bill later that the dress costs $5,000. Shine. That's if a person's a multimillionaire. But if a person doesn't have any money, the first thing they ask is how much? Because that's what's on their mind, and that's what they have to be medaktik, because they can't afford not to be medaktik. That's the Poshib Shah. Dikduke anius. Dikdukim comes from anius. But he learns dikduke anius, dikdukim that cause anius. Hamedaktik in midas hachesed, yovo lide anius. Even if it's going to cost. And he goes to one extreme expression of this idea. What happens if it's not a question only of your money, of losing some excess money that you didn't anticipate, should you do the chesed? The answer is yes. What if it's a question of life and limb? That there's a suffix to Akonos Nefashis. Kimavur b'beis yoyse b'tuch hashem mishpat simen tav chavav al adin she'evi aram ha-michus v'tzeach shmir s'nefesh ha-roi she'chaveru tovea b'nor He can do something. Now, so far, there's nothing here that in any way corroborates what he just said before, because we could say that in every one of these cases, the problem is that he has to go out of his way a little bit, but he's not endangering himself. But to endanger myself for somebody else, chas v'shalom, chayecha kaidmin, kasav beis Yosef, b'shem ha'yerushalmi trumas, afilu lahachnis atzmi b'safik sakana chayiv. The nira atam, b'nei shalom vaday, for whose safik, ein safik motzmi de vaday. Do you understand what he just said? He says, you jump into the water. The water has a raging current. You're a pretty good swimmer. The other fellow doesn't know how to swim. He's getting towed under. There is, in fact, maisim, I don't know b'chol yom, but there are maisim that we hear, that the best swimmer, he was caught by an undertow and he couldn't fight it, and he went in to save his chaver and he drowned. Chaver drowned too. So why should I do that? I have a family, I have a life, I have responsibility, I have mitzvahs to perform. Afilu lahachnis atzmai b'safik sakon achayiv. I'll tell you the truth. The ambulances are running like crazy. You see police cars, lahavdil, police cars go 70, 80 miles an hour. Besides the fact that if somebody crosses the street, they'll never catch it in time. That's a separate story. And there are mices of pileups and then all kinds of things and highway accidents because they're speeding to catch the speeder. All right, that's a different cheshbon. But the etzem uvda of driving that fist, the chasakana for you. Why do I have to drive the fist? Torah says that's your job, to protect other people. You saw the perpetrator, you're chasing after him, you have to catch him. So whatever it takes. Person jumps into the Hatzola ambulance and he goes zooming down. And he slows down a little bit by the light, but every matzav is fraught with some measure of sakana. There are cases where ambulances crash. A person will say, I'm going to go slow. I'm not mechuyev to endanger my life because this person needs to get to the hospital quickly. There's no such thing. Because ain't suffix might see me devak. So that is this whole shtickel is from the Sma, and the Vavi Amudim quotes him verbatim. But please, if you have the time. It's a very beautiful piece, this Arvei Nachal. Very beautiful. Very beautiful and very real. Hasidim, the Hasidish Rebbes of old, they had this tremendous understanding of human nature. And it comes out in all the Svar. Here he has an understanding of the Olam that's listening and their Negiyas and the Maggid that speaks and his Negiyas is very, very profound. Special.